Valacresiano. Believe my words. Believe my prophet. And live and prosper in assurance. For know this to the least, that you would consider yourself among you. That to everyone that gives themselves over to any momentary process of change, know this, that these things are sure and steadfast, and you are being changed from glory to glory, saith the Spirit of grace. There is no failure in me. So take great hope on your most mundane day and your least experienced day of experiencing what you would say was God's presence. Know this, as you understand by faith that I'm always with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. Understand this, that I always see you coming further and further in this light that I'm calling you into, saith the Spirit of grace. So take great hope in knowing this, that on my side, my pleasure is extended towards you. For when you feel the least, know this, I count you in the greatest. I count you to be coming to a place that you'll be crowned continually with loving kindness and with tender mercies, saith the Spirit of grace. Gratia la Christe, monde cadeste. For all these things in the days ahead will be traded off. And the trade-off for the fight compared to the reward by which you'll see in this life of the great influx of souls and the great things that you'll marvel and men will marvel. Know this, that you'll even wonder about why you thought there was such a fight. Because the trade-off will absolutely blind you to the memory of anything that was necessary in this day to get past in the flesh and to go on into my perfection, saith the Spirit of grace. So persevere in these days and take great joy. Do not wait till things change in the natural to rejoice. But know this, you're already approved of your Father in heaven. So if you're approved in your weaknesses, how much more will you be approved in your victories, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me exhort you for just a few moments. Why don't you turn to Mark 11. And Gay, I'm going to get you up here in just a few minutes to do the financial blessing part of this. Hallelujah. I want to exhort you prior to your giving, so God's up at work and building faith in your life. So I don't forget, and I'm thinking about it right now. Pastor Dave wanted me to tell everybody he loves you. Okay? Thank you. Hallelujah. So I delivered that. Good. Well, Mark 11 and verse 22 is where we'll start, a very familiar portion of Scripture. But then, if you will, just you can look up for a moment. This is for you. We're going to take up an offering or receive one in a few moments. But a number of things. Worldwide, we're going through something tremendous. Probably if I was out there in the workforce, I'd even know it more. My neighbor starts talking to me about some of the things that are going on in the world as general knowledge, and I'm like, I don't say much because I don't want to show how ignorant I am about what I've not been watching recently. But it's okay because I sleep real good, and I, you know, well, you're not in the queue. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm praying and putting my face in this. And so even if I'm in the tribulation, I'm going to be all right. So, but there's something out there. We know it's out there. It's probably different than anything I've ever seen since I've been on the planet. But even though there's there's a difference, and some Christians happen to have jobs that are pretty blessed right now. Some not so much, and some not even with jobs right now. But it doesn't really matter in that sense of the word. This is always the foundation. This settles everything. This is the leveling plane, and this is where we're at. You can't convince me, and not that you would try any other way, but you can't convince me that Jesus wasn't teaching on how faith works. That's obvious. But he was also teaching on confession. He was also, when these few verses that we're going to read here, he was teaching not because somebody that's a faith teacher manipulates this and makes it so he can have something to encourage the people with. It is just absolute. It is what it is. It's just Jesus saying, this is how you put faith in discourse. Now, we've talked before in the past, there's a vacillation back and forth between a couple of words here, and they're written, to our understanding, the same. The word say and saith. And this is not the Bible I had marked up where I put those in there. It's epo and lego or lego, L-E-G-O. But they're the same words, say and saith. But one means to say, like I'm speaking right now, actually to say, and then the other one means to set in discourse. In other words, what I say right now sets forth a branch chain of action to get somewhere. In other words, I'm putting something into effect. And what I'm putting into effect, and so I'm not going to try to go through those words because I can't remember exactly which one I might mess it up. But Jesus is saying, I'm going to say something about what I'm saying. I'm going to set words in discourse. I'm going to set them into effect. So I'm totally convinced on the teaching of confession coming straight from Jesus. And here Jesus was talking about everything that could possibly stand in our way. And these are absolute. These principles here are absolute when it comes to you that are being blessed or you that are feel like you're walking through a difficult time. In my own personal, not that I'm the epitome of everything, but in my own personal prayer closet, when I'm laying there or sitting there and worshiping God and confessing or making my confession, I like to really sandwich that in worship time, because it seems like once I'm there, it takes the rawness out of, you can do it blatantly and it'll work. You can just stand up with cold feet and say, I say, and the word works because it's the word. But I love to be in his presence in that intimacy with the Father. And out of that intimacy with the Father, it just works well for me to know that once I'm in that presence and I'm feeling his presence and knowing that I've come into that habitation, that I begin to speak my confession before him. So that works well for me. I believe it'll work well for you, and many of you are probably doing that already. So there's a number of things in that confession. I'll call myself dead, but alive unto Christ, alive, and I call myself continually in him. And then there's confessions about the revival. But one of the things that I'll also confess is how much money that we need as a church and how much money that we need as individuals. And I say that we have at least this, and that's something between me and God. And so I'll make those confessions and believe that God, through my faith in him as the supplier, sets in discourse all the things necessary for those things to take place. Now, Kenneth Hagin, he said that one of the things that he did, and you've heard me say this before, but it bears repeating, is that one of the things that he did was that not only would he make his confession on the amount that he was believing for so that he was focused on something, but that he would begin to just simply, you didn't have to go into a great discourse on that, but simply bind those things and those spirits that were at work to keep these things from coming to pass. and whatever was out there in that realm of confusion and that realm of darkness that was fighting against it, and then loosing the angels of God to go and to bring these things to pass. Now, Jesus began to say these things. He said, have faith in God. And if you've heard other messages, you've heard it said right, that it says, have the faith of God. In other words, this is how the God kind of faith works. These are powerful scriptures and always bear repeating. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Be removed, mountain, be cast into the sea. If I do not doubt in my heart, but I believe that those things which I say, which he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And man, hallelujah is right. Therefore I say, as a result of what I just said, because of how this works, if you set this into effect, you do not doubt, but believe that God is at work bringing these things to pass. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, we don't have time tonight to go into desire and how that desire is sanctified by the Word of God and by coupled with a character life. I mean, that is, at this point in time, that's all part of it. But we can't go into that. But this is what Jesus said after he said something about confession. When you stand praying, and he wasn't talking about the posture of physically standing or laying down or sitting. He was talking about this place of standing and confessing and believing. If you're expecting that mountain to go away, or you're expecting that mountain, if that mountain is finances in your life or financial increase in your life or a job or anything that you're believing God and you've set it into effect. In other words, when you lay down at night, you believe that while you're sleeping, God's out there working. And the way that he's out there working is he works with human beings. Your name gets mentioned to somebody else who mentions it to somebody else. I mean, that's just how it works. Angels whisper it. The Holy Spirit whispers it. Somebody says something. It's all a branch chain of events, but you've set it in this, you know, whatever is out there that is the mountain that you're speaking to, God in the natural, if it's physical, then the Holy Spirit can come directly to your body and he can work on it even while you're asleep, and he can change those things that physically be not as though they are really, and they're not appearing at the moment, but the Holy Spirit can go in to the molecular structure of the body, into those atoms, into those cells, and to the invasion, into the actual invasion of that virus, wherever that virus is at, or wherever, whatever it is that's not functioning correctly, and begin to set into effect, change those things. He's really working on them. If you believe that that confession works, and it does work, because Jesus said it works. But, as you've heard us speak before, and as you've meditated, many of you before, there's a crux to it. In other words, there's a PowerPoint to it. There's a real exclamation point at the end of how it works or what must be coupled with it to work. And we can all run ahead and say, we guess that, we know that, that's love, because we'll read it. It is love. It is walking in love. Thank God for not only the teacher, but the one who changes us from glory to glory. We've been enjoying Sunday mornings. I know I have, just personally standing outside of myself saying, thank you, Father, for teaching us these things on glory to glory. But thank God for the Comforter. And thank God for the one who takes us and methodically changes us from glory to glory and causes us to go into a place where these things, we qualify for these things, not through works, but through character. I mean, God actually can come and do, because one of the things that happens here is the enemy many times will nullify your thinking by what you're going through if the last two verses don't seem to line up with the way you feel and the way that you think. Because Jesus said, okay, here's the mountain going away. It will go away. It will come to pass. In other words, a miracle. They got out of the wheelchair. That didn't come to pass. It was now. The coming to pass many times is an event in a process. It's something that's coming to pass. You see the latter end of it in your spirit. You see it changing on a daily basis. But it is coming to pass. And yet Jesus said, even though that is coming to pass, make sure of this. Jesus said this. When you stand praying, making your confession, speaking the discourse, setting the mountain away, calling it forth, forgive. If you have any, have aught against any. Hallelujah. Enough said, right? That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. For if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And what he's saying is, God's not there with his arms crossed saying, I'm more stubborn than you are. You won't forgive, neither will I forgive. You've set him in a posture where he cannot flow with his forgiveness because you've damned it up. You've damned up your end of the resources. And so Jesus is saying he doesn't go to teaching on character after he's teaching on faith. They're one and the same. He's saying this character over here, which you'll demonstrate in love and in keeping everything flowing, gives God the ability to keep moving your mountain backwards. Keep moving your mountains and keep moving these things forward. Confession works. It works. But Jesus said it might not work if there's unforgiveness. In other words, if you have aught, or if love is not working. So it stands to reason also that if love is flowing in your life, that it gives something to your confession so that those things that God says will happen, they just seem to be expedited. God can get through there, not of works, not of penny counting, not of point counting, but it's your heart is so ready for the miracle that it's a now kind of thing. So the progress of time is expedited. It's sandwiched closer because the love of God. And thank God for Jude 20 where it says that He keeps us in the love of God, praying in other tongues. Hallelujah. That is one of our, hallelujah. Thank God for not only a teacher, but somebody that's changing me from glory to glory. Because the fact of the matter is, otherwise, just like we're teaching on strongholds, the enemy will say this, well, look, yeah, confession will work, but it has to work through somebody that's pure. Because if it doesn't work through somebody, that if they've got aught in their heart, then it's not going to work. Confession works like this. Here's the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit. There's so many paths in Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way. But in Him, there's such a redundance inside of His Word that if you get on one path and it's truth, it keeps taking you into God. And I'll explain. It's like praying in tongues. The beautiful part about the Holy Spirit is this. He's your standby. He will stand by you as a paraclete. That means one that stands by you, a comforter. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And He will go with you through a whole heaping helping of faults. I mean, not just like small things, but you get saved and you have major faults, stuff that people don't even like to talk about. If you get filled with the Spirit and you let Him start praying for you, it's amazing to me, but I know that He does it because He's done it in all of our lives. If you keep praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit will pray for you as long as you will let Him, as often as you will let Him. Even with a fault in your life, even with a major fault in your life. But here's what will happen. There will be a showdown. There will be a showdown at some point in the future. The showdown will be this. The Holy Spirit is expediting you to a point in time, building you up secretly to a place where He can remove that fault in your life. Well, here's the bottom line. Here's the check and balance. You will not pray in tongues continually that you will not come to a point. You will come to a point where you'll either have to give up the fault. I'm talking about something. Let's put it far reaching. Let's put it in a secret place. Things done in darkness, things that people don't want to talk about. If you have that fault and you're born again and you're filled with the Spirit and you start praying in God, and yet that fault hasn't, that character fault has not been taken out of your life, you can continue to pray in tongues. But at some point, you will face that. You'll become so, let's just use the word, you'll become so convicted over that fault that you'll either have to give the fault up or you'll have to give up praying in tongues. One or the other. You'll be too miserable to do the both. Either tongues will conquer the fault and you'll say, I'm leaving you, fault. I'm divorcing you. You're out of my life. I can't stand it. And when you say it's over, it is over, and you make the declaration, you just zoom past it. But if you come to that place, and many do, where they're not willing to give up, then they can't do both because it makes them too miserable. You can't pray in tongues and have the fault at the same time. So then the fault squishes the tongues out. The Holy Spirit doesn't leave. They just stop praying. They stop praying in tongues because it hurts too much. It's too much of a conviction to do the both. Sometimes you'll have a fault in your life where it's, you'll have a sore spot, like a bruise towards somebody or something. And you can say, confession's not going to work for them or for me because, okay, let me use this, and all I can say is that you'll just have to trust me that this is not an advertisement for Friday night. I have no intention for this to be an advertisement for Friday night. We have a Friday night confession service, and Gay's going to come up and confess that concerning our finances. Some of you at this point in time are not coming, and that is fine with me. And really, because I believe that if you're mature in Christ, you come to those places where you look at things and you say, for right now or for whatever reason, the Lord has me ministering to my family, or He has me doing another ministry, or I need the rest. I have such an invigorating job, I need the rest. But you cross those bridges. Let me take another side street right now. Whatever you're allowing in your life or disallowing, do it because you faced it. Don't hide from it. The Word says this, it says that happy is the man that condemneth himself not for the thing which he alloweth. What does that mean? Allow everything or disallow anything by your spirit, by the conviction of your spirit. Face everything and say, why am I doing that or why am I not doing that? In other words, if you're going to have the second piece of pie, enjoy it. I mean, if your spirit allows you and says, hey, you know what? I don't care. I mean, there's no big deal here. I'm not going to hell, and I'm going to enjoy this. I mean, wow. And I'm not a glutton. I'm not going to throw up if I have it. I've just enjoy the piece of pie. Put some whipped cream on the second one too. If you're going to allow it, you know, don't do something that you're allowing that at the same time is convicting you. But enjoy whatever you're allowing. So, saying all that to say this, I did that so there was no quandary in your thoughts about, is he advertising Friday nights and is he getting on to anybody? No. But here's the thing. You won't come and confess. Like, here's why I'm saying about what confession does, as in what tongues do for you. This is great because one of the things I don't try to advertise is Friday night crowds. Besides for the ones that have decided they're not coming for God purposes right now, you don't want a bunch of people that's just going through the words of their mouth. But people won't come month after month, year after year, and confess over a city that city is saved, that if they did have something in their heart, eventually God will deal with those things that are the major strongholds so that the words that they're speaking actually do move mountains. Hallelujah. So it's redundant. It's absolutely redundant. If you confess, I say my body's healed. If you get in the Word enough, now you can say it flippantly. You can say confessions flippantly, like once a day on the run and just out of the cranial part. But if you're saying it out of your spirit, if you continue to say it out of your spirit, I call my home free from this, or I call myself free from this, and you continually worship God and say it, the Holy Spirit will come to whatever it is that's keeping those things from not succeeding, and He will change them from glory to glory. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. I mean, any path that you get on this thing, it always takes you straight to the Lord. It takes you straight to the Lamb. So whatever you need in your own personal life, stay on confession. Whatever you need financially, stay on confessions. I've heard a couple of good testimonies lately. Yours was one. I had another one from you guys. And, you know, those are maybe private. But my God, God is changing all of us from glory to glory and changing our finances as we speak the word. Hallelujah. Gay, would you like to come, please? And we normally stand, so this won't be long. It won't be the whole time of. But what I'm saying is this. If you hear the church being blessed in this, guess who gets to be the ones who bless the church? You do. So if the church, if we say we're going to have a revival and all the money that we need to have a revival is, it's got to come through you. Okay? So what I'm saying is you become the innocent bystander that says, whoa, I get knocked over with a whole bunch of money so I can supply it to the church. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah. Father, you are provider. Angels have been dispatched to gather in all of the finances and everything necessary for this revival. Therefore, we say there is no lack. We operate from abundance. We operate from surplus. We have all. And we abound with many baskets left over. Our financial granaries are full because our King has found stewards that he can trust. And I am one of them. Father, if you need anything, come to my house first. Whatever you have need of, come to my house first. I've been bought with a price. My life is not my own. I am a first-class servant, a son of the living God. Lord, I lay all my possessions at your feet. And I say again, Lord, if you need anything I have, it's yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I worship you. Well, what we're going to do is, you don't have to be concerned if you have your gift, that's fine. But what I want us to do is, I'm going to ask Matt to begin to listen, as he already is, to the Holy Spirit. And we're just going to, I feel like we should just come up as a family and stand and just begin to worship. You can give now or later. These will be up here. Don't be concerned about having to give right now. If you have something, that's fine. But at any point before we leave tonight, if you have something, we're going to dim the lights again. We're going to come up and worship God. And I just believe that if there's anything that the Holy Spirit needs to do, He's going to begin to do it for you. If there's a word, there's a ministry, there's a laying on of hands. But we're just going to listen to the Holy Spirit. If you feel like you're close enough, that's fine, but I'd like for us to come. If you'd like to come and stand, or if you'd like to come and kneel. But let's just begin to worship God. Men, if you'll move this, hallelujah. I believe as a family, we need to gather and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We magnify you, Jesus. Ola crese didiato. You are so wonderful, Jesus. You are so wonderful, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are so wonderful, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are so wonderful, Jesus. You are so wonderful, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just begin to worship the Lord and begin to pray in tongues. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Dikarasora balaba kristeria. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You are so worthy, Jesus. We can do nothing without you, Lord. We can do all things through you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are so worthy, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of all of our affection, Lord. You're so worthy. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Kiresia bronda de barasa barakere kiresi. Oh, blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Your name above all names. Your name above all names. Hallelujah. Your name above all names. Malakrosa da karesedi di atala krosolo. Vende de badakra stora balakrestedi di asala krestola kreste. Vi akatio frasto ke jikedese ki atala. Balabadoka de sedi di astala krostolo kreste. Oh, yes, Lord. Hikata la ho rabalabanio para sara kadihitiete kiria solo pro solo. Mahatiete diria so. Malakareste diria tala crosto. Pehekiata la bocoso. Oh, blessed be the Lamb. Catching this by the word of the Lord and by the prophetic, by a word of knowledge. If you're here and you're struggling with fear, you just identify it. You know it's fear of some sort. It could be a number of different ways. You need to come and stand right here. You may be in this area already, but if you need to just come and stand, I think it's a number that you're fighting a spirit of fear in some way. Just come and stand there. The Holy Spirit wants to just break this right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you ushers could somehow sandwich in the second row, if you're not standing up here, if you could just step back. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. Sikara to freske vede belema calasio rabastala. Do le berese de diata la bocurro careske de diastiala. Ho jekia atata. Soma kate. Go, 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 go. We renounce you. Hallelujah. We renounce you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift your hand, son, in Jesus' name. Kala kurosola. Go in the name of Jesus. Okay. We break you, you foul thing, in the name of Jesus. We come with a crosta freme tia tobreske dede. Receive now in Jesus' name. That's right. What do you think that is? It's coming on you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Boro caraso bata la crestola bede 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 di astiolo. Receive now. Go, 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 go. Jesus, icaro so careste di atavacute. Torment in the name of Jesus. Ha Christia to freste. I command you to come off in the name of Jesus, the life of God, the release of His Spirit now. Jesus' name. Release now. Jesus, lift your hand, sweetheart. Get ready to receive from God in Jesus' name. Now. That's Him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sikara sobra soto. Lift your hands, sweetheart. Lift your hands up and just get ready to receive. Just open your spirit up to God. He loves you so much. Now, in Jesus' name. Esa koche kia. Release now. Come out. Come off. Jesus' name. Pull you down. Pull you out. Come out. Come off now. Jesus' name. Release that now. Jesus' name. Mo kereste di atala. Mo kerese. Well, I believe there was more. We just worship God. If you need prayer, just step up, because He's here for that purpose. Jesus, I love You. When the gifts start flowing, it's the time to move towards them. We worship You, Jesus. Let's just magnify Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. You know how to do this. Yes. For I desire, saith the Spirit of grace, to sweep the house. Not just this one, but yours as well. You do not know, nor can you see the invasion that is around you until it's seen through spiritual eyes. But give me what I need, Your authority. Give me what I need, Your authority, through yieldedness. For as You yield Yourself to me in these hours and in these days, know that I'll sweep the house. I'll cause great victory. I'll cause great victory. You cannot see what I see. You cannot see into that realm that invades. But I'll sweep. I'll clean. I'll bring forth the invasions of light. And oh, things will change. Things will change, saith the Spirit of grace. So give me what I need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I say that my home is free from all effects of witchcraft, things of this world that would try to invade. The angels of the Lord camp around about us and deliver us. I call everybody in my home free, filled with the Spirit. Father, I thank You that You're taking us as one body from glory to glory, even by Your Spirit. Father, I thank You for the revival that comes through the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. You have sanctified us through this blood. Now, Father, I thank You for Your continual washings, continually cleansing us, making us all as one body before the Lord. I call Immokalee saved. I say that Immokalee is in revival. And thousands and thousands attend to this revival. Father, in Jesus' name, hook us up with the body of Christ around the world that's bringing in this revival. Let Your church live as one body across this planet. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.